Strap on your tool belt and grab a cup of coffee. It's time for My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa.
Welcome to My Fix It Up Life, everybody. We are here. We're on Blab. We're live. And we are making DIY and home improvement happen. And we have an outstanding lineup for tonight. I'm very excited. We are celebrating National Pretend to Be a Time Traveler Day. So what I'm noticing here is we've got a call-in.
Thanks for having me, man.
Yeah. We've bantered back and forth a little bit on Facebook and Twitter. But for those of you watching who don't know Skip, I don't know what you're doing wrong. Spike Networks, or is it Spike Channel, Spike Network?
Yeah, it's Spike TV, the Spike Network, yeah.
Catch Contractor with his wife, Allison, and Adam Carolla.
Yeah, the Ace Man.
Hey, Allison, it's so nice to meet you.
There she
How
is.
How are you?
That's the investigator right there.
So where are you guys right now? Is this your house?
Yeah, we're home. We're in New York right now between filming, and we're back here doing our thing. I run my remodeling company. Allison's in law enforcement full time, so that's what we're doing. So I'm remodeling houses, and she's catching bad guys.
How do you get away for like as long as it takes to shoot? Like, it's got to be weeks at a time, right?
Yeah, well, it's months at a time. Typically, like 3 or 4 months. It's a while. So it's been challenging. You know, I mean, the first season we were looking to shoot like 6 to 8 weeks, and I think the first one was almost 5 months because, you know, the unpredictable nature of our show. There's no script. There's no, you know, this, it's very hard to expect these guys are even going to show up. So, you know, we're trying to find people that don't want to be on this show. So that makes it a little difficult. And you mix that with a production schedule and then try to do construction on top of that. And it's, you know, it's a recipe for delays.
What is the longest time it's taken you to actually connect all those dots? Like, I can imagine you find, you know, some guys in a day or two, but have you gone like weeks or even a month without being able to track the dude down?
Yeah. I mean, some of the guys who we've been going after, you know, the homeowners haven't seen them for sometime months or maybe even longer, maybe even a year or more. So they've changed their phone numbers. They've changed their last known address. I mean, it's very difficult to track some of these guys down. And usually it's not only one person looking for them, because a lot of times they have a long list of people that they've left in their wake of devastation. So it's, you know, they get good at covering their tracks. And fortunately, we have a really good team of people, and Allison's great at what she does, and everybody's been able to do their job. And we've been pretty successful. We have a pretty high batting average. So,
you know, it's funny. Have there been people who are just off the grid, or just they're gone?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, they don't always work out. You know, sometimes we don't find them. But so far, we've been pretty lucky.
So Justin DePego just asked us a question here on Twitter. And does that mean they can't plan the order of episodes
keeping you awake
in advance?
Yeah, we don't really get into the planning or the production or any of that. You know, we have a whole team of people that are behind the scenes with production. They handle the scheduling of everything that we're doing as far as where we're shooting, the locations. And, you know, as I mentioned, we usually do about 10 episodes per season. That's what it's been the last 3 seasons anyway. So
the only thing,
you know,
we have control of is if I get a thing set up, I tell them when and where to be there.
Tools.
Yeah.
People are nuts about tools. What are you guys rolling with? Is it like a million pickup trucks? Do you have a tractor trailer? Like, how do you get all your crap from, you know what I mean?
We have a lot of vehicles, and, you know, it's a whole, like a caravan of, you know, of equipment and stuff that we travel around with. We have a great team of, you know, construction crew that we work with, of course. And, you know, we're rolling with just about anything you can think of. Dodge Ram has been really great the last season or so in providing us with some great pickup trucks. And we love working with them. And, you know, of course, all the top tools. And we've been fortunate to have some great tool companies like DeWalt and some other people working with us. And so we're to answer your question, we're rolling with a little bit of everything, man. Everything that gets the job done, you know.
Nice.
And, of course, we have all the trailers on site, and because we do everything on site. So it's every day is at a different location, you know, so it's kind of like a mobile roadshow. It's almost like taking a concert on the road. You know, at the end of each day, we pack everything up and we go to the next location. So it's interesting.
That's cool, man. You guys are like the Navy SEALs of setup.
Well, we're fortunate. You know, we have a really great crew. You know, we work with a great production company, and we work with great people that are professionals. And as I mentioned, they've all worked on multiple big name shows. So these guys kind of have it down pat. You know, I'm a contractor. I'm not a, you know, I don't know about the TV production side of it. I show up where we're going, and we build stuff and we fix people's houses. But fortunately, the people that are behind the cameras and putting this thing together, we work with like the best of the best. So that's why the show really looks the way it does, you know?
Yeah. And the longer we were making it, the easier it got to predict what they were going to need and how long it would take to get it and where they could do it. So
yeah, by the third season, we kind of got it down a little bit more down pat as far as from that side of it. But of course, there's always an unpredictable, you know, element, and that's the person that really is kind of the star of the show doesn't want to be there. So when you have someone that's really the main focus of the show that doesn't want to be on camera, that's always, you know, pretty challenging. So
holy smokes.
Yeah.
So Allison, you almost just pre-answered the question I was going to ask you guys, which is, once you start walking into these places, can you start to just, and Skip, I know you can do this because you've been a contractor for a long time, but yeah, almost go through the checklist in your mind, like framing's wrong, no header. I'm sure
that's that's one thing that we noticed like from the very beginning, that is, even though they were able, because we don't get the stories ourselves, you know, that the production company deals with all of that, and then they tell me who to look for, and I go get them. But what the homeowners thought was their problem doesn't always necessarily turn out to be what the guys end up working on, because as Skip and Adam walking through the house, Skip's like, what you thought is a problem isn't a problem at all. Your problem's over here, and
was the main problem really was just one of many, many problems, you know. So usually, I mean, the homeowners write into our show and they tell us their stories, and then we go out and we see the place and everything, and usually by the time Adam and I get there with the crew and we walk through, it's always, you know, there's layers upon layers of problems that the homeowner wasn't even aware about. And then, you know, especially when I go through the place, I'm looking at it with a fine tooth comb, and I'm trying to find out and kind of get in the head of the guy that was there and took their money and did the work and try to figure out what went wrong. You know, was it something that just happened and went wrong? They got in over their head, or was there somebody that really, you know, just set out to do the wrong thing? So it's always a different situation. And that's what keeps it interesting, too, because no two are alike, you know.
What is the percentage? I haven't seen every single show in the three seasons, but what's the percentage of people who are just hopeless screwballs to legitimate freaking criminals? You know, like, you just want to wring their necks.
Well, yeah, I mean, I pretty much want to wring all of their necks because, you know, for me, I take this seriously. It's what I do, and that's another big element of this show for me. When they came to me to do this show, I was like, I'm in 100%, because I come from a long line of people that, you know, they're craftsmen, tradesmen, furniture building and building houses and boat building and all, you know, these are guys that work with their hands for generations. And it's like they take they take pride in their work, you know, and that when you see this type of stuff, you realize these people, they almost have no business, a lot of them, even being in this business at all. And I've said it a number of times. I kind of feel like a broken record on some of the episodes. When I watch back, I'm like, oh, man, I say that a lot. But it's like, you know, they give the good guys in this business a bad name. People like me and other people that take the business seriously, we love what we do. We go out and we build for a reason, because we want to create. We want to help people. We want to change lives with our skills. And, you know, when you see someone just come in and they just do it for the money and they don't know what they're doing, and ultimately they always leave people in shambles financially and their house is left in a dangerous situation most of the time, you know, it's very hard to see that for me. So when I go in there and I look at these things, kind of like from a forensic standpoint, you know, what I try to think, what was the thought process on this? And was this guy really setting out to screw these people? Or did he set out maybe and try to – everybody wants to take the next biggest job. You know, they want to go one step outside of
it. Yeah, they never say no to like, hey, you know, now that you replaced my closet door, can you rebuild me a kitchen?
Right.
No one says no.
That's what happens a lot. You know, we a lot of these people are like, well, you know, our neighbor used this guy, and he was great. You know, he hung a curtain rod in their bathroom, and he did a great job. And then we asked him to remodel our house, and he said, sure, I can do it. You know, so that's what we find. You know, these guys – they get outside of their area of expertise. A lot of them are kind of like, you know, maybe not even handymen, if you want to call it that. And they just don't have the experience. So when you see that, someone that got in over their head, maybe had good intentions, but just got in over their head and then ultimately left with the money anyway. That's the end result. The end result is if it didn't go right for whatever reason, you didn't
have. How can you take the money?
Right. If that, you know, if that were to happen, then any decent person would go to the person and say, listen, you know what? I, for whatever the reason is, well, I can't complete the job. Here's your money back or some of your money back. Let's figure out where we're at. Let me give you back some, you know, so you can continue the job with someone else. They don't do that. You know, they get as much money as they can up front. And then when things go wrong, not only do they bail, but they take the money with them. So.
Yeah. Like once they see how much money people are willing to hand over, they're not about to stop.
Yeah,
it's kind of like an addiction, you know. It's like once they got a little taste of crack, it's like they want the whole pipe, you know.
You know, that's an interesting analogy, but okay.
Well, one second. That's the first time I've ever heard that described that
yeah,
way.
Yeah, that's so who are you?
No, but it's true. Money is a super emotional thing.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
You got smart people who make tons of cash living paycheck to paycheck,
right?
Because it's about the deal or it's about whatever.
Right.
And then you got people, you know, back in the 2008, 2009 housing crash. I want to get to Fox and Friends.
Okay.
But I want to ask this question first.
Sure.
How did it all start? Like you're a contractor, you're building a deck or whatever, an addition somewhere. And does someone find you and Allison and say, oh my God, you're perfect. Come on our show.
Yeah, I can tell you that story pretty quickly. I mean, I've been doing commercials and things like that for quite a while now. I always had an interest in that stuff, but I came up through a family of builders and carpenters, and I've always been involved with this business. So doing the contracting thing and have had some experience on camera over the last maybe 10 years, a couple of different things. I kind of compiled them onto like a little demo tape. And from time to time, I would see like auditions for DIY shows and HGTV shows, host spots and things like that. And I'd send them in, you know, just, you know, a demo video of myself. And because to me, the end game was, you know, like Bob Vila, like how can you use your hands and build something, but yet do something like, you know, have an HGTV show or that was always the top of the mountain to me. That's where I want to go, you know, because I love doing both of these things. So it's funny because when Allison and I first met, I had this demo CD. It was like a disc, and I had it in my desk drawer, and it was basically just a 5-minute reel of a bunch of commercials and things that I've done over the years, and you know that I would send out from time to time. So when we first met, she was in my office and she saw this disc and she says, "What is it?" She put it in the computer and she played it. She's like, "Wow, this is really good." She's like, "How come you're not showing this to people?" And I said, "Well, I am. I send it out, you know, to auditions." And she goes, "No, dummy,
you
got to put it on the internet." And I'm like, "I don't know how to do that." She's like, "Give me that thing." So she loads it up on YouTube and, you know, tags it up and everything with a bunch of different words and everything. And it was funny because that's actually how they found me. They had been auditioning people for this show for quite some time, for like almost a year. I think over 50 people they had tried. And the problem is that they didn't want any actors. They didn't want, you know, they weren't looking for that. They were looking for someone that's actually a licensed professional contractor, but you know, has some camera experience. And evidently, that's not as easy as you think to find. So for whatever it was, when they saw this piece that I had on YouTube, there was a phone number, a contact at the end of the video, and my phone rang one day. I'll never forget it. I was up on a ladder. I was doing siding on someone's house, and my cell phone rings, and I'm kind of holding onto the ladder with one hand, and I'm like, and I put it back in my pocket. It says Los Angeles. And I'm like, yeah, it's probably a telemarketer or whatever trying to sell me something or whatever. I put it back in my pocket. I keep working. And at the end of the day, I'm in my truck and I'm driving home and I'm listening to all my voice messages. And they said, you know, we're calling from a production company in Los Angeles. We're wondering if you'd be interested in possibly, you know, coming out and talking to us about being on a show and everything. And I was like, what? I was like, all right, let me get in touch. And then one thing led to another, and you know, it was just kind of it was kind of meant to happen, you know. And then we got introduced to Adam, and he's got a great construction background, and he and I really hit it off, you know. And it just things started to happen.
And the
of course,
show that they had made, actually, because he's probably wondering, like, how the hell did I get on a
show?
Well,
yeah,
like
that's
it was just a coincidence. I flew out with him when he went to go do the sizzle reel, which is, you know, you don't get paid for that. It's just kind of like a little mini episode that they show to the network in hopes that they will want to buy it and order a pilot. And the person who was supposed to play, because, you know, it's just like acted at first, you know, to show them what the show would potentially be like. So the person who was supposed to play an investigator didn't show up that day. They got a paying gig, so they asked me to just stand in. So now we're like almost.
This is to make the sizzle reel to sell the show. The show hadn't even been sold yet.
Yeah. So at the end of the day, they're asking me, "Oh, so what do you do for a living?" I'm like, "Actually, I'm an investigator. You know, full time. I'm in law enforcement." And they're like,
yeah.
"You have a badge?" I'm like, "Yeah. You know, can we film you with the badge too?" Like, "Yeah. You know." So then by the time they got done making the sizzle reel,
were you like this? You know, open your coat.
No, it was like this. I had it on the chain of my neck, and I had to be like.
You can see the wheels turning. They're like, wait a second, you actually
it was
do
like,
this?
I had to pull it out and be like.
So I said, yeah, this is actually what she does. She's a private investigator, and she's, you know, full-time law enforcement. They're like, okay. And then the next thing you know, we got the call, and they were like, do you think she'd want to do this?
They made it
you?
A husband and wife show originally.
Yeah, it was actually really cool how it worked out, and. You know, when that combined with Adam Carolla, who's just, you know, an amazing talent. He's as awesome as he is funny. He's a great guy on and off the camera, and you know, a lot of construction knowledge. And you know, just the three of us putting together our heads, the three-part team, has been really effective in, you know, setting out to do what we want to do. We're finding people and you know, and kind of getting some justice out there for people. So it's been quite an experience.
Man, that is just a wild. I mean, the serendipity is. I'm trying to process some witty reply, and there isn't one. That's just like they must have been like, "Are you quiet?
Yeah,
quiet,
yes,
quiet,
yes.
Quiet,
what was
quiet.
That? And then
yeah,
some.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, how would you? Hey, guys, and they're saying, like, you know, hey, guys, she's right here. We don't need to hire an actor. She's right here."
Right. So, and, you know, that's the thing with this show. That's what has made the show so successful, is that it's authentic. You know, what each of us do, what we do, you know, there is no script. There's
we don't
no,
have to pretend to be something.
Yeah,
we're not. We're just
we,
being ourselves.
You know, we
like
do
the
what we do.
Reality.
So it's really very natural. And the fact is, like, they follow us around with, you know, just the cameras all day. And we don't even know they're there. We kind of just do what we do. And you know, and they turn it into a TV show. So again, it's been a really cool experience, and we're happy that we have the opportunity to do stuff and be on a platform like this, to where, you know, we average about 1 million people a week to watch our show. Sometimes, you know, much more than that, but that's about average. We're pretty steady at about 1 million viewers a week, which is a pretty substantial rating. And you know, it's been a cool ride, you know. And we're
like 3 years now from like the very beginning to now that we've been doing it.
Yeah.
Like that's first just, audition to now.
That's just nuts. And now you've got the Fox and Friends, and you also have your own podcast that you're doing, Podcast One, which I can tell, I subscribe to it, but I can tell talking to you guys right now, it's just your naturals with just rolling into.
Oh,
hey,
thank you.
Thanks.
Talk about this.
If you've listened to it, then you know we talk about really just about anything. Nothing's off limits, and
nothing.
You know, nothing's
off limits.
No, we get it.
You know,
I offer
a lot of skips, tips, and you know, and stuff that DIY help and things like that. But it's really more about us, just our personal lives, and us, you know, as you know, our home lives off the camera and off the show. And it's kind of given our fans an opportunity to get to know us a little bit. And other than just what, you know, what we're very focused on one thing on the show. And obviously there's only so much time in each episode. We don't really have a lot of time to get into our personalities and things like that.
Yeah,
so,
Catch a Contractor, you just see like the serious side of both of us. But, you know, in reality,
right.
we are a couple of clowns, you know, like we have sense of humor and we like to talk about everything. We like to involve also the fans and the listeners, because they would write to us on Facebook before we even had the podcast, and they'd be asking us questions about us, our relationship, or what it is we're doing out there in LA. They had so many questions for us, and after they would hear us on Adam Carolla's podcast, people started really writing to us and following us, and so we figured it was a really good forum for us to answer all those questions.
Yeah.
And then we just really started getting all the listeners involved with the podcast. You know, we take their questions online, we call out their name, and we communicate with everybody, because we like to make everybody feel like they're all part of it.
So have you done – I'm going to get to this Fox and Friends, damn it. I'm going to get there.
Yes, I don't care. Already,
I don't care. I've only asked the question 45 times.
46. Good God, man. Let's talk about Fox and Friends.
So do you guys want to talk about – so have you done the red eye back from California?
Oh. You kidding me?
Dude, I'm not done yet. That's easy.
They know us by first name on that flight. Allison flies back and forth every week, sometimes two or three times a week. Pretty much every other day she flies to New York, L.A., back and forth. I stay out there for a good part of the season, sometimes a couple months of the clip, and I'll come back and forth as I need to. But she, unlike me, I make my own schedule with my business. I can kind of write myself off the schedule. She has a full-time job. You know, she's a government law enforcement officer. So that's a whole different element. She's got to be there, you know.
Yeah.
So that's been challenging, man. She is racked up.
About 450,000 miles.
Yeah.
Holy smokes. So the hell with the Fox and Friends question, because it was what you just answered, Allison. It's because we've done this too. We've done some TV builds, and we were out at we did our show at the International Builder Show in Las Vegas. We did like 8 in a row, flew back red eye to immediately land on a TV set with like hours of sleep.
Yeah.
Not really, because it was airport to, and they were 48 hour bills.
Yeah.
So we had 48 hours and that was it. And Allison, you just
Forty eight hours is like a vacation. What are you kidding me?
Yeah. I've actually flown in.
Yeah.
I do the same thing. I land at JFK in the morning. The car picks me up, it brings me home. I change my clothes, put on the gun, drive a half an hour to work. I work the day. I go back home. I take my suitcase. The car picks me up. I go back to the airport, fly out to L.A., land there at night, work there in the morning. At the end of the day there, I get back on a plane, back to New York, picked up from the red eye in the morning, back home, back to work.
It's nuts, man.
Yeah,
it's been unbelievable. I don't know how she does it. I really don't. She gets off the plane and goes straight. Yeah. She gets off the plane and goes straight to work.
That's why, even like on our podcast, I give people advice about like the best cushions and pillows and stuff so that you can sit in comfort
plane. Forget about the neck, the donut that goes around your neck, the horseshoe. She's got a something like that, an apparatus for pretty much every part of your body.
Yeah, I got like this ass cushion, and I got stuff to elevate my feet.
Foot cushions, head cushions, ass cushions, every kind of cushion you could imagine.
Yeah.
Some cushions we can't even talk about.
You're like the Michelin man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You like go through security like.
Yeah. Yeah. They try to be like, no, you have one too many bags. I'm like, no. These are pillows.
Yeah.
They're not.
Right.
It's not a base attached to my body.
The trick is you have to get the deflatable ones, so when you get there, you can fold them all up and you put them away.
I'd
rather be walking around with a duffel bag full of pillows. She's got a down pat, man. I'm telling you, she's got a system, and it's
plus
just
the dog.
Yeah, plus she travels around with our dog. Yeah, he goes with her everywhere she goes.
Yeah.
So that dog is flown back and forth across the country probably over 100 times, literally.
Hey, bump the dog up to first
class.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. He's got the miles too, man. First class bump up.
A lot of work.
Skip and Allison Bedell, I'm so glad you guys could join us tonight on My Fix It Up Life. This was awesome.
Thanks for having us, man.
We'd love to have you back. So skipbedell.com or Skip and Allison Bedell.
It's both. We have multiple names that bring you to the same website. We also have the hammerandnailspodcast.com, which brings you right to the podcast player on our website, or you can also find us, Hammer and Nails Podcast, on iTunes or Podcast One.
And I also heard you guys were on Fox and Friends. So I, you know, it's a rumor.
Yeah, right. That's actually been a pretty cool thing. They're really kind of excited about having me do a regular DIY segment. So I've done, I don't know, I think three or four of them now so far. And they get a really good response with it. So I'm looking forward now to, we're going to do a regular thing. I think we're looking to do it on a weekend. You know, it's when we can dedicate a little more time to it. That's the one thing about doing morning news shows. And I've done quite a few of them. I don't know if you've ever had that experience, but it's a very rushed process. You know, it's like everything is to the second, man. So to me, I'm always thinking in the back of my mind, when is someone going to say, okay, thanks a lot, Skip. And I'll be like, wait, I'm not done yet. Then I'm trying to show them how to grout a tile or do something. And I'm like, I just need 10 more seconds. You know, but
no, wait, this is the best part.
Yeah. You don't want to miss this. It was just, this just in, breaking news from Iraq. Okay, thanks, Skip. And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
And it also reminds you of your importance level. Oh, wait, something more important is happening. Yeah. Goodbye.
I'm important until something else more important comes along. And it's like, who? What? Thanks, Skip.
I love it. You guys are all Catch a Contractor on Spike Channel TV. Hang out with these guys on their podcast. They're hilarious. Tweet them, Facebook them. They're there. Skip and Allison, thank you very much. We'll talk soon.
Go on the website too, guys, real quick. Check out skipfidel.com. I got a whole section there for Skip's tips, all sorts of DIY remodeling tips and stuff.
Links to products that he uses.
Tool recommendations. Lots of fun stuff for all you DIYers.
Now you are talking.
Now it's a, see, we didn't get to the good stuff, man. Let's talk tools next time.
Next time we'll do it. Table saws, miter saws, nail guns.
Oh, you're getting me excited now.
Now I gotta go.
Okay.
Take care, you guys.
Take care, man.
Sanding walls before you paint? Do it the Hyde way, not the hard way, with Hyde's dust-free sander. Attach to your wet dry vac and go. No drywall dust on your furniture. No tough cleanup when you're done. Hyde tools are available at the Home Depot.
And that's it, everybody. Thanks for hanging and banging with us. You made it through another My Fix It Up Life show. Thank you, Skip and Allison Bedell. Check them out, Hammer and Nails Podcast, skipbedell.com. Spike, Catch a Contractor, and check us out. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. We'd love that. We have tool stuff there. We have design stuff. We have any number of things that you'll enjoy watching if you like your house. We'd like you to watch it. We like you for watching this. We appreciate it. If you want to know anything, email us, info@myfixitoplife.com. We answer those. Whenever we get them, we answer them. Even if we don't know what the answer is, we'll answer it somehow. And we'll give you the right answer. We'll give you an honest answer. Facebook, Twitter. We love Twitter. Teresa loves Twitter more than I do. And Blab, right here. Please subscribe and follow us. And as always, thank you. We love you guys. Take good care. We're out.
Take your inspiration into real life with Sherline Paint Products. From easy pour-and-store paint can lids to tools that help give you a perfect line. For more information, check out Sherline.com.
Looking back at me, you might be an idle conversation piece. You might be another wasted memory tonight. I'd like to wait and see. You might be first date on a city street. You might be a gift that brings me to my knees. You might be initials carved into a tree and I. I'd like to wait and see. Sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we fight with the referee. I'm so glad you walked into my life, into my fix-it-up life. This is my fix-it-up life. White dress walking up to me. It might be sunrise in a sky blue sea. It might be the holder of my front door key at night. I'd like to wait and see.